This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia continued its shelling campaign of Ukrainian cities in its slow march towards the capital, Kyiv, on Monday. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Russian troops have kept up pressure on Ukraine's capital city, and air raid sirens were heard across the besieged country overnight, even as both nations resume diplomatic talks. The attacks around Kyiv come a day after Russia escalated its offensive by shelling areas close to the Polish border. The Ukrainian military says Russian troops have not made great strides over the past days, while Russia's defense ministry says its forces have advanced. The fighting, now in its third week, has continued to exact a human toll, forcing nearly 2.7 million people to flee Ukraine, while thousands of civilians and soldiers have been killed. The Russian military says that 20 civilians have been killed by a ballistic missile launched by the Ukrainian forces, but the claim couldn't be verified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky confirmed that diplomatic talks started around midday Ukrainian time Monday. Presidential Advisor Mykhailo Podolyak said the Ukrainian delegation will reiterate its demands during the peace talks to be held by video conference. Podolyak said their position hasn't changed. It's peace, immediate ceasefire, withdrawal of all Russian troops, and only then can we talk about neighboring relations and a political settlement. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services report at least one person died and six others were injured in an airstrike on downtown Kyiv on Monday. This is VOA News.